Hello, mountaineers, hikers, rock climbers, the crazy ones, and of course, all of you that like to just view this kind of stuff from home on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. You are tuned into a show that is designed to just make you think about what's happening when you get married. Today, we're talking about timing, like what to do across the day and when to do it. And we're doing it from a place where you might have recognized a few places. That, my friends, is Cathedral Rocks. And that is El Capitan, or El Cap, as the locals call it. And I'm here because yesterday I married a beautiful couple in a little bit higher than this, right at the top of the mountain, actually. And today we're doing a sunrise photo shoot at the bottom, at a place called El Capitan Meadow. And I'll talk about timing today because timing is actually really important for a few different factors. See, there's three different things that you've got to think about when it comes to timing. I just wanted to kind of cover those off in this Rebel's Guide episode. The first one is actually really simple. And I think it's one that doesn't get talked about when people talk about timing. So that's why I thought I'd address it first. Is this, if you remove yourself from weddings and just imagine you're having a normal event, birthday party, dinner party, that kind of thing. There's times where that event feels right. Like if you say you're having a dinner party at 10:30 a.m. like, well, weird dinner party. Or if you say you're having a birthday party at 6 a.m. like, well, what's going on with that birthday party? You know, there's culturally not correct, but culturally appropriate times to have different events. If you say you want to have a coffee at 9 p.m. in Australia, it's a bit weird, but like, you want 9 a.m. do you mean a.m. instead of p.m.? So there's different times of the day where things happen well, and they just feel good, if you know what I mean. It just feels good to have an event at that time as opposed to at a different time. And that also applies to your wedding. And it's something that I think it's important to consider. For example, in Australia, it's very normal, very expected, very accepted that you would have your wedding ceremony at 3 p.m. on a Saturday, which is, honestly, it's not the worst time. If it's the depths of winter, great time to have a wedding ceremony. But it's also, there's a party afterwards, there's a reception, and those kind of parties are generally like a, not late night, but like into the night, like it's dark, that kind of thing. So I'm not actually going to tell you what times to do things, but I just wanted to highlight the three different areas you might want to think about as you're planning, because you're not planning any old wedding. You're planning a once-in-a-lifetime wedding. You're planning your wedding, a wedding like no other. And when it comes to what time things should happen, you get to choose, with this second exception, which is point two. You see, vendors, venues, the people you're hiring and paying to do things, yeah, they've got things. They've got constrictions and restrictions. Venue might have to, I know there's a venue on the Gold Coast that has to be done by 10 p.m., and so if you get a 10-hour package, it means you start at 2 p.m. Like, that's a thing. And there's photographers that'll have like a 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12-hour package. And you've got to factor that into, you know, how you want the event to play out, where you want the photographer to be. Or maybe we only want the 8-hour package because that's only $3,000. And so thus, we want this and this to happen. That's a real thing. There's might be, you know, you're celebrating like myself. We might only be available for a 4 p.m. ceremony. And so, well, I guess the ceremony's at 4 p.m. then. And so there's those factors. And this is all stuff that you're throwing into the pot as you kind of create the stew that is your wedding. There's culturally significant times or culturally appropriate times. There's vendor and venue restrictions and things like that. And it's important to have a conversation about that with this last point in mind. And this last point is probably the most important point. See, right now, I'm recording this at 7:02 a.m. The sun officially rose about 4 or 5 minutes ago, but here we won't see the sun for another hour and a half. And this is a great place and a great time to do photography. It feels nice, it's comfortable, it's like, what is it, it's about 12, 13 degrees right now. And it's just nice. It's just a nice time to be out at the El Capitan Meadows. The light's good. The temperature's good. I feel that a lot of people, when they're planning their wedding ceremony, when they're planning their reception, photography time, they just don't take that into account. What time the sun rises, what time the sun sets, because that really affects the vibe of your wedding. Like if you're having a wedding in the depth of summer in Australia and the sun's setting at say 8:30 p.m., a 3 p.m. ceremony is the worst thing in the whole world because everyone's just outdoors dying in the heat. Whereas if you're having a 3 p.m. wedding ceremony in the middle of winter, then maybe that's a little bit too tight. You haven't got time to do photography. And maybe, you know, the venue wants to get things started. So when it comes to planning a schedule, like, yes, you've got to take venue recommendations. They'll probably give you a schedule. Most venues say, here's your schedule. And you're well within your rights to say, cool, good chat. Let's expand on this and let's find out what works best for us, what our values are, what we actually want to achieve. You see, today with Catherine and Calvin, yesterday we really only had enough time to hike to Taff Point and to do the ceremony. Maybe got a few photos around, but we didn't really get a good portrait session. So we said, let's come back in the morning. Let's come back for sunrise and do a portrait session here. So you can still have a good ceremony and also have a good portrait session. So just a final bonus point. This is unheard of. It's weird. It's strange. People will look at you weird when you suggest it. Your photographer might flip out, or your photographer might love it. Your parents might flip out. I don't know. But I'll give you this. You're allowed to do a portrait photo shoot, a portrait photo session is what was coming out of my mouth, outside of your allotted wedding time. Now, if this suits you, if you think that's cool, do it. Like today, Catherine Calvin, you're having a portrait shoot after the ceremony the next day. Or it might be you get a photo shoot a week before. I know a friend of mine, Julia, I think she had photos like weeks before. I can't remember exactly when. And at the wedding day, she had photos and albums there. It's quite a common Asian tradition that you would actually do what they call a pre-wedding shoot. You'd travel around the world, get awesome photos in different parts around the world. And at your wedding, you wouldn't have portrait photography. You might have a photographer just to capture family and friends, but, you know, it would just be about the event and your photos would happen separately. That's weird. It's strange. Take it on board. You might be having a weird and strange wedding, in which case you are indeed a rebel. This has been the Rebels of God's Getting Married. We've been talking about timing. Please, as I try to tell everyone, if you've got a question, something you'd like me to cover, hit me in the email, hello@therebels.guide. The website, therebels.guide, has got all the links to podcasts and vlog. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then there's a video. And if you're watching the video, there's a podcast. The only thing I can really ask of you is if this has meant something to you, if you've enjoyed this, if you thought this is not terrible, would you please share it with a friend? Someone who's getting married, say, hey, you've got to listen to or watch The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. I'm just going to finish with just one more pan of this beautiful bloody scenario, because how good is the world we live in? How flippin' beautiful is this? If you look closely, you can see some crazy, crazy people climbing El Cap right now. I don't know what their thoughts are. My friends, have an amazing day. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon.